All right, Chaver, the 5-minute var will also be Refu Shleima for Mordechai and Dasa Bennett's father, Avram Yehuda ben Tamar Ezel, Refu Pekar of Mamish.
Okay.
You know, we're right here tonight. It's Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim. I think there's something very important that we have to speak about tonight at Yom Yerushalayim. First of all, to know that the Kedusha Yerushalayim is so deep and so special, and Libi B'Mizrach, and even if we're here in Chutz Laretz, hopefully by Shabbos we'll be in Yerushalayim. And we know the Kedusha is still strong, and all of us, we don't need to talk about that now. We've all felt it, we all know it, and we feel it right now. But what's the makar of Yerushalayim? What's the essence of Yerushalayim? So the famous Medrash in Bereishis Rabban and Vav, we've spoken about this many times, but I think it needs to be said tonight. The 5-minute var tonight should be only Chazar for most of us. But the chizik in it, I think, is necessary now more than ever. The Medrash says that when the name how did the name Yerushalayim come into being? And we all know the name is the essence of the being. And the name of Yerushalayim is the essence of that city, of what it represents and what it's supposed to be. So the famous Medrash says, Avram called this place Yera'eh. And Shem called it Shalem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't know what to do. If he calls it Yera'eh, then what? Then it's not nice to Shem, who is a tzaddik. If he calls it Shalem, then it's not nice to Avram, who is a tzaddik. So what does he do? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to make Achdus. And he takes Yira and Shalem and he puts it together. And he takes the Aleph and Hey at the end of Yira. Aleph and Hey is 1 and 5 is 6. And he turns it into Vav and you have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. And that's how the name Yerushalayim came into being. And therefore in the name you already see the Achdus. The oneness, the unification of Avram and Shem. And therefore, there's no question that essence of Yerushalayim is Achdus. And we see it, we know it, any of us, and we all have it, been by the Kaisel, any Lel Shabbos Kodesh, and you see every type of Jew in the world, and we're all one. We're all one in the deepest of ways. Real Achdus. Because it's all about the Eibishter. Our Eibishter brings us together. We're Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, not this Lev Echad B'Ish Echad. You know, by the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mitzrim, we're all running after us together. And they had Achdus. And Rashi says they were B'lev Echad K'ish Echad, in that order. B'lev Echad K'ish Echad. By Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's why Yom Yerushalayim is Hachana for Kabbalah HaTorah. We had Achdus. Vayichen Yisrael Neged Har K'ish Echad B'lev Echad. Switches it around. There it's Lev Echad B'ish Echad. Here it's Ish Echad B'lev Echad. Why? The Mitzrim didn't have real sincere Achdus. They had Lev Echad. Their desires, their hearts were one for those moments because their Achdus was they all want to kill us. So they're going to come together to kill us. They didn't have real, true, deep unity. They didn't care deeply about each other. They unified to kill us. Lahavdil, it's like when we were at a sports game once upon a time. There hasn't been one of those in a very long time. And you were in a crowd and it was a big game and everyone's slapping five and hugging each other. Chvesnisht. You never met the guy before. If you saw him late at night, you'd cross to the other side of the street. Somehow you're slapping him five when something happens. This activity brought you together. You don't have real Achdus. That's Lev Echad. Your hearts are one right now. So you became Ish Echad. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad means we're one. We're Mamish one. How we one? Because we're all Banim to Hashem. We're all children of Hashem. We all love Hashem. We're all one. And therefore, Lev Echad. Our desires are going to be one as well. The way we follow Torah Mitzvah is going to be one as well. That's the oneness of Klal Yisrael. That's the oneness of Yerushalayim. That's the essence of Yerushalayim. That's the makom of Achdus that brings us all together. Because that cannot be together when you're before Hashem. And that's why Yom Yerushalayim comes out right before Kabbalah's Torah, which we needed that Achdus before we were makabel the Torah. It was the prerequisite for Kabbalah's Torah because we need midos before we could connect to Torah. We needed to connect to each other. Hashem wants His children to be one. A father's only happy if all his children are getting together. And have that Achdus, have that love for each other in the deepest of ways. And only then can we makabel the Torah together as well. Because no one Jew could keep all 613 mitzvahs. Some are for men, some are for women, some are for kings, some are for Kohanim. Only with that Achdus could we accept the Torah. Could we as a nation say Nasa V'Nishma? Because no one person could say Nasa V'Nishma. It's all Achdus. And that's why we were just fixing Shelo Nagu Kovel Zeh, the lack of respect, the lack of Achdus, the Avelus of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. And I think right here, right now, today, is what we need to hear and we need to live, each and every one of us. Because right now in Klal Yisrael, and unfortunately often, there's Machlokas. Right now in Klal Yisrael, there's Machlokas, unfortunately, based on these difficult times. Should shuls be open? Should Alter Minyanim be okay? There are a lot of different opinions out there, what's going on. And you know what? That's part of who we are. We all have our opinions. I'm not going to, after Shir, we could talk our real opinions. But ultimately, Klal Yisrael, open up a Gemara. It's all Machlokas. But that's okay. Machlokas doesn't have to lead to a lack of Achdus. Machlokas in Torah. Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim. Meaning what? We could have Rabbanim who some hold it's time to open up shuls like the government's allowing with the proper protocol, and some hold not, and some hold to have outside minyanim, and some hold not. And we should all keep according to the Rabbanim that we hold by. But that doesn't mean we have lack of respect towards each other and lack of love towards each other. We're the same one nation. We're same looking for emes. And we have to believe in that and know that ultimately it's all L'Shem Shemayim. And if it's all L'Shem Shemayim, there's still Achdus, even if they're different opinions. Chacham Avad Yosef and Rav Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik HaShvracha, didn't have Achdus, couldn't have Achdus. Of course they could have Achdus. One's Ashkenaz, one's Sfar, they have very different minhagim, very different ways of serving God, but it's all one. It's all one. And we have to have that oneness. Even with our disagreements, perhaps in Halacha, it doesn't mean Shelo Nagu Kovel Zeh L'Zeh. And unfortunately, sadly, I've seen Shelo Nagu Kovel Zeh L'Zeh. Let's start with us right here, right now. Realize on Yom Yishalayim, Yishalayim is Achdus. Kabbalah Zatayr is Achdus. We're going to have that Achdus. We're going to have that Achdus always. And when Klal Yisrael has all that proper Achdus, we'll be attacking the sinas chinam that destroys Beit HaMikdash. And Bezoich, not just to Yom Yishalayim like we have it now, and not just to Kabbalah Zatayr from here in Chutz Laretz, but the ultimate Geula with Mishich Kenu, Bimhera Biyameinu, Bekarav Mamish, Hilge Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.